USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Look, folks, Wall Street didn't build this country. You did. The middle class did. And unions built the middle class.
President Biden's comments there, the president holding one of his drive-in rallies in Georgia, marking his 100th day in office. The president also urging all Americans over the age of 16 to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated. Former President Donald Trump says he is considering running again in 2024 with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate. Trump telling Fox Business that DeSantis is a friend of his and a great guy. He added that endorsing DeSantis for governor helped the Florida Republican lift off like a rocket ship. And as the NFL draft is underway, star quarterback for the Green Bay Packers Aaron Rodgers is reportedly telling his team he doesn't want to return to Green Bay. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
More than a year after many in the United States were forced into lockdowns by the pandemic, Americans are taking to the road again, whether returning to work or taking long-delayed vacations. But travel plans could be disrupted in the months ahead due to a possibility of gasoline shortages. There's an abundant supply of petroleum, but according to one trade group, almost a quarter of the country's tanker trucks are currently idled because there's no one to put behind the wheel.
Last year, during the pandemic, many of the drivers were tired or they went to different industries, and that created a shortage.
Janet McGee, AAA's Director of External Communications, speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. McGee continues with what you can expect when you hit the open road.
What we're looking at is the summer, in terms of it's happening most likely in spots that are very popular in terms of travel destinations for the summer. So beaches, so mountains.
The Dow gaining 240 points on Thursday to close at 3460. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Five people are dead after a long police standoff in Boone, North Carolina.
Two deputies in North Carolina have died from their injuries suffered during a 13-hour-long standoff at a home near Boone, North Carolina in Watauga County. That's about 86 miles west of Winston-Salem. What turned out to be a welfare check turned into an ambush. Three civilians, including the suspect shooter, also died, bringing the death toll to five people. North Carolina Representative Ray Pickett at the North Carolina Assembly says the suspect was the son of the two murdered at the home.
I received some terrible news from Watauga County today. That situation, at first we thought it was a teenager, but through further reports, he was an older gentleman. He killed his mother and father today. Sheriff deputies responded to a welfare check. He ambushed them.
Sergeant Chris Ward died at the hospital. K-9 Deputy Logan Fox died at the scene. The investigation continues. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A coalition of district attorneys in Texas are coming out against plans to reform the state's voting law. San Antonio Democratic DA Joe Gonzalez saying without proof, this is tantamount to voter suppression.
We know that the reason we're seeing these voter suppression bills is because of the vast success that the Democratic Party had this last election.
Republicans, on the other hand, say it's needed to address voter fraud. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.